And in our tormented contemporary, we are always to put many questions and never any one answer. And the fear for the unknown might overcome our willing to escape our rationalized destiny. And failing to be accepted by the temporal establishment, we are either to reverse into the vulgar or hope for a future immortality. And life gets hard for those that have either voluntarily or involuntarily interrupted their intuitive walk or have never initiated one. And the very fact that we are to quickly deliver finished bites never really finishes a process, nor it never really starts one. And expecting their few leaders to instruct them with their social systems, the big masses loses their emphasis, preventing their self-initiative. And only precarity is what makes common folk to devise their own original methods to survive both physically and mentally. And our doing in society can only be considered legitimate when dictated by the very society, and there are no exceptions. Are we to resist and or rebel against a progress that emancipates those that naturally stop to reflect? And those eating are those obeying the leaders, yet with a very limited freedom of decision. And we shall also consider the seed together with the fruit we are to pass on as the testimony of our struggle. The indifference of a generation that could be interested but is too set out to compel with the micro-society of their narrow professions, and blindly embracing a faith after facing the lack of principle of a society exclusively aimed to progress. And each individual can only prosper within a system that recognizes the cultural ethnic of his offspring. And we mutilate the landscape to introduce foreign elements in accordance with our drastic policy. And we rush in the fear of missing the last train, hoping that once we get in, we will have no more worries. And on our way to secure our temporal success, we might get lost into contemplating the nourishing metaphysical. And let any material aspiration collapse to only preserve a spiritual one, and thus disappear back into nature. An exciting aspect of our boring existence can only be found by setting ambitious enough goals. And it's only by systematically gathering the various aspects of our being that we can assume a full comprehension of it. And we shall first experience the fatigue of a non-mediatized effort to later appreciate its mediatification. And the most obvious road that society points us out is also the most spiritually fruitless. Putting all of yourself to risk for the realization of an ideal and hoping for an ultimate gratefulness, and believing to the end and even after that there is meaning to all we have struggled with principles. Fully immersed into one mode and yet ready to swap into a different one, and thus fulfill the sudden interruptions of our artificialization. and in our appropriation of a spiritual home will find ourselves physically homeless and forced to constant exile. A more or less predictable struggle is always to come, and the most providential resolution will always follow. And the pleasant tranquility of nature is contrasted with its fearful agitation that prevent our ambitious schemes of establishing ourselves over it. And an overproductive society has been established for the only sake of maintaining our overconsumption of products. And the most natural way is to listen to Providence and thus avoid any violent decisions. And as all properties have been already taken, we are either to heavily struggle for one or lightly expand between them. And we shall daily nourish our ultimate vision not to fall pride of an ongoing discontent coming from vain illusions. And do not confuse your quest after virtue with the many ephemeral quests of the many sophisticated societies looking to be entertained. And we shall avoid to devise systems that tells, but instead focus on systems that listen and consequently reflect and act upon what is gathered. And the sudden panic of having no guarantees with a society that cannot be avoided and turns anyway harmful. And by not being naturally integrated in the materialistic society, the surviving idealist keeps constructing its own immaterial world for redemption. And once the inspiration comes, it also has to be maintained by practicing a semi-voluntary triggering of it. And in our automated comfort, we shall not prevent our sensibility to get surprised even by the smallest encounter. And results comes spontaneously as we let ourselves be dragged by the natural flow. And it's not really about the quantity, but it's more about our adherency to a consistency that prolifically generates. And in any place, we are anyway to be subjected to a different degree of healthiness and a different degree of harmfulness. Waiting for a social upgrade, yet the only improvement comes after the experience of our misery. Forcing our re-immersion into nature to sink the social excitement, electrifying our spirit. Is there a future for an environment dictated by analytic conclusions and never by any common sense? And we might remove any personal emotion, yet the outcome of our technically mediated decisions can be catastrophic. And as time changes, no plan is allowed to settle up to its final execution. And the main struggle continues between what constantly changes and what constantly remains. And as a sense of tragedy may overcome our existence, we may choose to annihilate it by retreating into the social comfort. And if one chooses to be the carrier of a culture, one has to fully overtake every single aspect of it. And in our automated society, what does it change to be or not to be employed but for an exclusive willing of self-expression? And we might enjoy all the opportunities to manifest ourselves, yet we may be far from being considered. And as our social duty keep us far from our nature, we may conceive one that keep us close. And we should expect things first from ourselves, then from the others, who might undermine our self-expectation. And in the overwhelming circulation around us, we shall make sure to allow our own and stay integer. And no way is ever any hard if our faith is a hard one. And how long is one to strive to conceive what is fully out of the social conventions, yet fully within the human one, and we mute our indignated sensibility not to contrast with the inflexible procedures of society. And as soon as we look in our very periphery, we may find immeasurable resources yet of no value if their use is limited by the social control. And as society continuously requires our certifications, we shall indulge any fanciness not to be forever compromised. The natural sacrifice that is required to fulfill the micro-ambitions with temporary scope of our social members.